Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chris Castillo. Today is August 13th, the year 2020. And yes, the Indie Wrestling Show is back, baby. And tonight we have an action-packed show. So tonight we're going to talk about AEW Dynamite, the Indie Wrestling Show, the state of wrestling. And at this time, Chris Castillo is proud to bring back the hostess with the mostest, my good friend, and the creator of Sports Talk with Friends, the great Uncle Leroy Jr. How you doing?
Hey, man, look, hey, they couldn't hold me back, man. It was hard getting up in here, but definitely I like the intro, lose the cowbell, man. Like, I got too much swag for that. But, hey, this is dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy. Without the Junior, we back on the Indie Wrestling Show, man. Like, it's a new day, new time, but hey, man, you know, we got new cast, but look, we back at it. What's good?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm doing good. I'm happy to see the new technology. We're streaming live, and we got a great team with us because it's not only just me, it's not only Uncle Leroy Jr., but this year we changed it up a little bit. We got the coach.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Hey, man, that was scary. You scared me, man. Like, what the hell? Hey, that was scary.
Yeah, he's been drinking those energy drinks. I can tell.
You know, all right, baby.
it's been a minute, but you know, we got shut down. You know, like everybody did in that coronavirus pandemic, but like everybody else, we made adjustments, and you know, thanks to you guys and Sports Talk with Friends in the group, here we are. We're back, ready to go. Everyone's gone through hard times, but you know what? Hard times don't last forever. So now we're going to have some good times. And tonight, we got a great show. We're going to go over All Elite Wrestling Dynamite. We have Prince Adam in the house tonight. He's going to be our welcome guest later on in the show. But before I get into any of that, I want to talk about Sports Talk with Friends. How can the listeners join? How can we get a cool custom-made shirt like you, Uncle Leroy Jr.?
Oh, man, look, you know what? You can just put Sports Talk with anything on Google, on your address bar. You almost have to hit the .com. Look us up. We all over the place. Sports Talk with Friends.com. What is it? Sports Talk with Friends.com. I think that's the new jingle. But look, that's where you can do it right there. What up with you, Coach Lito, man? Hanging out, like, you was pretty cool, but, it's that hat, man. Like, you should have this in front of you. They trying to blop out the top of my head, man.
Hey, mine's worse off than yours. Man, I'm glad to be on here tonight. Big wrestling fan growing up. Haven't really gotten into it like I used to, but I'm here to get educated on it tonight.
Yeah, as far as the world of wrestling, we did lose a legend. One of my favorites, the legendary Kamala, the Ugandan giant, passed away this week. Long battle with medical history, but he's in a better place. And so shout out to you, Kamala, out there in the sky. Let me get this. That's one for him.
Man, I'm telling you, like, hit that bell. It's like I should just do something.
Big shout out to Coach Lee for wearing America's team's hat. He knows what's going on. He knows what's up, you know. You know, we ain't scared no Saints fans.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I was gotta let the viewers know. We were giving them a lot of crap behind the scenes.
Oh, year last year. Y'all gave me hell.
Of course. Of course. But man, definitely want to get into those highlights, man. So what's going on with this AEW world?
So right now, we're going to talk about, in my opinion, and it's not even a opinion, it's fact. So for all y'all listening, yes, Chris Castillo said it from day one, All Elite Wrestling is the greatest promotion in professional wrestling today. I strongly believe that. If you don't believe me, like I tell everyone, check it out. And right now, we're about to check out AEW Dynamite's top 5 moments of the week.
Nice.
By FTR, as well as another TNT champion.
That's where homegirl Jen Decker. For those of y'all don't know,
bad enough to make she's your hot. AEW top five.
Tell Uncle Leroy, I say what?
Kick us off at number five. Scorpio Sky has had a brilliant singles right run. Now, he's had so much show that he's become the darling of AEW. However, this week, I've been cracking the top five in the ranks
for the prestigious
Sky faced the biggest opportunity at AEW since becoming the first AEW tag team champion. And
of course, you can watch AEW every Wednesday.
World title. Despite being outnumbered by the Nightmare Family's entourage,
and Cody Rhodes came to this match out with a lot of American Nightmare. He brought his entourage, brought the wife, Ole Anderson from the Minnesota Wrecking Crew out there. Everyone was out there.
Cody, I can tell you that, he took a shot on his face. Ring. He thought for sure that had it won.
Cody, the hell kicks out of the crossroads. I would say kind of worn out. Wrestling every week, defending that title.
I thought he was
every single week. Against a world-class athlete like a hard time because his ribs who's been on a roll and been looking for some respect. It was a hard-hitting match. He was kind of fast. Very quick match. Scorpio Sky gave everything and threw everything at him.
Counter strength here.
But Cody Rhodes, seeing him live in person, the guy his father was a legend. He just got so much experience. You basically have to wrestle a perfect match and be on your A game.
Now you got to stay focused, man. Not get frustrated. You got to try to stay locked in here.
Good call, Terry. You can see the frustration that time.
Yeah. There's no timeouts.
And when I think of Scorpio Sky, Scorpio Sky can't get many close 1-2, 2.5.
He got frustrated.
And pro wrestling, all it takes is one mistake. And you're going to see that mistake right here. He did a springboard cutter, which was countered by Cody, which led to the finisher of
Scorpio.
And from there, it was Matt Knight with Scorpio Sky. Valiant effort.
You can't kick out of two.
End of the day, though, Cody Rhodes.
A battered and bruised Cody victorious. Retains the title.
Now we're going to retain the title.
And still, TNT Cody Rhodes retains his belt. The American Nightmare.
Family goes at home happy. Scorpio Sky back to the drawing
board.
Coming in at number four, it's not too often a referee gets a spot in our AEW top five list. But this week, AEW's all-star officiating crew gained a legend in Mike Chioda. Mike brings to AEW 33 years of experience and has a long...
Right here, my girl's talking about referee Mike Chioda, legendary referee with over 30 years of experience.
Of course he agreed and said he would call it down the middle, no funny business. To which Jericho reminded him of the time he saved.
And they were talking about Jericho
saying, some form of payback may be ordered. Well, Mike being a professional that is, not having any of that.
Maybe give me a preference to call here and there. And yeah, right here, you're going to see a quick promo from Jericho. And basically, correcting integrity. 33-year
vet. This is the legendary Mike Chioda right here. Kiki, we've been around the
and
world
nobody,
together, man. We've got a lot
nobody
of great times.
A better promo than
As a matter
Chris
of fact,
Jericho.
I seem to remember 18 years ago or so, I made a couple calls and saved your job. Remember that?
So he's building up the storyline exactly. for the yes. match,
and
which
that's
is,
why I wanted you with me
hey,
tonight.
Mike, you're my friend. We go back. How about in this match, you know,
and
you know,
I'm
I did you a favor back in the day.
Now
today, you do me a favor.
What he did to my jacket. But just in case,
I'm going
to
try on some
if I need you up there, Mike, I want you to make sure that you do the right thing. You understand me?
So Jericho's saying do the right thing, which I mean is basically foreshadowing for, you know.
That's what we're going to say. You're going to call
give
it.
Give me the hookup.
Right
you know, let me.
When the time is right.
You know, let me get the advantage over my opponent.
Call it. Right down.
Which everybody knows, Jericho don't need no advantage. He's the greatest.
Maybe I'll get your job back.
One of the greatest
again
wrestlers on the planet today.
Here in AEW this time.
Think and you might be saying, "Oh, Chris, you're marking out for the wrestler." Yeah, sure. Everyone's a mark, you know. And we'll get into the subject of marks later on down the road. Right now, we're looking for some in-ring action. This was the main event of AEW Dynamite. Jericho versus freshly
squeezed.
I knew it. Apparently not dirty. And this would cost, you know, the distraction.
Moving along to number three, he continues to make strides and has proven to be a fierce competitor as the face of the AEW Women's Division. The AEW Women's Champ put on an impressive display, even
and
as
here's
opponent
my favorite wrestler in wrestling today, Yukata Shida. From Japan,
no, simply a Falcon Arrow for your upset, but she was still no match for Shida,
right
who won by submission.
trying to get the jump on the champion.
Taking on Heather Monroe. Just
gotta be careful with your Monroe. You don't want to exchange strikes.
Heather Monroe came with it.
Wrestled one heck of a match. Little size advantage.
And he brought it.
Factor whatsoever.
So, I mean, he gave everything she had.
His tag team partner very effectively was Hikaru Shida.
Shida, now once she builds that momentum, and she's, you can see the confidence just standing four on another one.
She steps right into the Shida and connect and grab the hair.
So it was a very aggressive hair show.
Is the AEW Women's Champion.
Oh, look at
the
counter!
Oh, my God, what an upset that would have been.
Yeah, reversed the Falconero and almost got a win out of it.
Now look at this. Shida says, okay, no more party time. I'm getting serious here.
Locking up that lower base and...
So overall,
man, that was kind of scary right there.
Yeah,
that was kind of scary. Like, yeah, talking about that. But what was kind of weird about that was definitely seeing those wrestlers actually, it's good to see them actually out there in the ring, actually getting back at the other things. But it was kind of crazy to see no fans in the stands. So what do you think about, you know, wrestling in this new pandemic world?
It is a big adjustment, just like all professional sports. You have to keep safe. You have to keep your social distancing. You have to wear your mask, your gloves. And what a lot of people don't know is even your eyes, you can get it. So people are wearing face shield and glasses now. But for big name companies like WWE and AEW, just two off my head, they got the money and the legal resources and financial resources to enforce social distancing and to put on the mask, and they got the money for the testing of the wrestlers, even the day before the show. And AEW and WWE, they have put fans out there, but the fans are actually the wrestlers themselves, which I think is awesome, because all wrestlers before they were wrestlers were fans. So they went back to their roots, and the fans are actually the wrestlers, which if you look at the AEW crowd, all those guys you see out there, they might like look like a bunch of crazy people like me, actually wrestlers themselves. But if you're talking about the indie shows, like some parking lot show at the flea market or Bob's car lot, those guys are, you know, not wrestling for a big payday and wrestling and taking the risk. I mean, not even talking about risking getting the fans sick. I'm talking about getting the other wrestlers sick. I don't think they're tested at all. There are new ways. Other indie wrestling companies have tried to adapt themselves. And just this week, it came out, I believe, a Reality Wrestling, Booker T's promotion out in Houston, Texas. They're actually having what's called drive-in wrestling shows. So they have the ring. All around the ring, people are parking, and they charge them like $20-$30 per carload. And you can sit there in your car and not get the coronavirus. So wrestling So it's called drive-in wrestling now. So I mean, for those who don't know, I am a wrestling promoter myself. I was about to get started this year, have my first show, but I decided to put the brakes on that because I believe safety first over everything. And once the Yankees and the Cowboys start playing with fans, back, all sports are back, especially the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones, America's team, are playing again. I'm trying to get kicked off my own show, though. wrestling will come back, and I'll come back. But this time, speaking of coming back, we're back, Coach Lee, with our first guest of the year. And he hails from Austin, Texas. He's also a wrestling trainer from America's Academy of Pro Wrestling. We have Prince Adam here. Before we bring him on, Uncle Lee Ray Jr., why don't you let the people see who Prince Adam
is? We got to roll that good footage.
All right.
I'm the biggest motherfucking Mexican in the world, motherfucker.
Now that is without the sound. Now watch this.
I'm the biggest motherfucking Mexican in the world. I'm the biggest motherfucking Mexican in the world, motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey, that was bell worthy. quite possibly the greatest clip we've ever played on the indie wrestling show.
Before we get started, hold up.
Sure.
I got something. What's that say?
Cowboys run the East.
That's right.
It's all good.
Whose number is that? 31, baby.
I think he left, though.
Oh, he done took out. I was just ribbing, man.
It's all good. You know, you are the biggest Mexican in, well, you know, in wrestling today. Other than, you know, Hernandez, you're right up there.
I'm at least a pound bigger than him, man. Let me tell
you. You're up there. You know, we're glad to have you back on the show. I know wrestling's kind of scarce right now. I did see that you've been taking some airline trips to different shows. That means Prince Adam's in demand, getting his name out there.
I'm trying, man. I really am. The bookings, though, are kind of coming to a standstill, at least for August. You said before about keeping it safe and people's safety should be the forefront. So I think I reevaluated my career at the moment, and I was like, I'm going to take either this month, I'm taking this month off for sure, until everything calms down a bit. You know, oh, here we go. Hold on. Okay. That's a good theme.
Now I feel vindicated. Now you had a show. Now I'm back. There we go.
Right. You had to go down your closet to get that.
Exactly. I had to pull that down from somewhere.
Flying everywhere.
So, wow. Excuse the dust.
I got a bigger Dallas flag around here somewhere. Let me go get it. It's bigger.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you some questions now. Just so the fans out there or new listeners, we got a lot of fans. Sports Talk with Friends, especially on the Facebook page, is going to be – this is streaming live. So I want to ask you, how did you get into pro wrestling and where did you train?
Awesome. Well, I got into pro wrestling early 2017. Well, actually, I started training early 2017. I'm sorry. I'm a beer in and I'm already kind of losing it. I got into pro wrestling. There you go. I'm feeling good already. I'm loose. I got into pro wrestling when I was a kid, like a really young kid. I think the first match I remember watching was Cactus Jack versus Triple H when he was Hunter Hearst Helmsley on Raw. He like pile drive through a table, and I've been hooked ever since. You know, so there was a time in high school where I stopped watching because I girls. You know what I mean. But
they're still around too.
Yeah, but you know, and then she broke my heart, and then I started watching wrestling again. So you know,
nice.
And so life works out. But yeah, I started training in early 2017 at America's Academy of Pro Wrestling here in Austin, Texas.
Awesome. And who was your lead trainer? Like, who actually did you train under?
Man. So I credit, especially during that time, this old cat named George Della Isla.
Yeah,
he's a man, legendary territory like journeyman. You know, he never really was like the main event, but he always had a job putting other people over and making them look good. But at the time, he was kind of on his way out, like retirement wise. You know, he was losing his eyesight. I think he was going deaf. Yeah. And I think he was already he's in much better health now, from what I understand. But he was on dialysis, so his health wasn't really the best at the time.
You got me crying over here, man.
It's like a Rocky thing, you know.
It's
Mick.
The GoFundMe account about to be created here, man.
Oh, he wouldn't accept it. He's like, this is my time, man. Old school Mexican, you know, he's tough. So, it's like, you know, it's like a Rocky situation. It's old dude that's just salt the earth, tough as nails. Like, I'm gonna make you puke, and you gotta come back and do it again. You know, kind of training.
Nice.
Him and the Steve O'Reno. I'm not sure if you've heard of Steve O'Reno. Around like my 6 month mark, he started coming to the school fully, like being a trainer there. And then, of course, soon after that, ACH.
WWE. He was out of Mexico. He's been all over the place.
New Japan. World travel. Yeah. Those three I credit as main, as like my main trainers. And of course other people have helped me out along the way, but those three definitely.
That's a great list.
Yeah.
Now with all that training, where do you see yourself in the world of pro wrestling 5 years from now, and how do you plan on getting there?
Woo!
Man, he dropping these bombs on you. Yeah, like.
I know, man. Man, hopefully I in 5 years I just want to pay my bills with it, man. You know.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, I just want to pay my bills.
Wait, well, hold on, the bell for Gateway. Blow them. Good answer. Good answer.
5 years, hopefully. If I don't have a contract, then I'm at least, you know, traveling enough to where I can pay rent and I can pay for this. And, you know, I'm all right.
Skeleton beer.
Yeah. And what is.
You got to pay the rent.
Doing, yeah. What I'm doing for that, man, I mean, I'm really trying to. Like, nutrition is my biggest downfall, you know, but I'm on the straight diet right now.
Homemade tortillas, bro.
I know, man. It's bad. And our hours now, I mean, especially pre-COVID, it was worse. You know, we had a full-time job, plus you're traveling on the road, so you're not really cooking all the time. So, but now we've had a break. My nutrition's okay. I'm hitting the gym every day, resting like Sundays, that's it. And then, you know, training in the ring. I think my school hasn't closed, and then they do all they can like to keep people safe with face masks and all that stuff. But
and you're a trainer there also? Or, I don't know.
Helping the trainer? I help out. You know,
oh, you help
I feel weird saying I'm a trainer because I'm a baby still. And
It's only been three and a half years,
you know. I haven't been there and done that yet,
but you come a long way in 3 years.
I've grinded so hard, but the stuff I help out with, it's me just literally regurgitating back stuff that ACH or
you learn.
Ricky Starks or a Jay Sirius or a you know, Steve O'Reno just told me, and I've applied and it's helped me a lot, and I just, you know, let them know and reinforce it. And not for nothing, when I reinforce it in them, it reinforces it in me. So I get the training as well. So,
So those are some pretty big names. You mentioned like AEW's Ricky Starks in there. Mm-hmm. So speaking of names, you yourself are becoming a name the more you get out there. But who do you consider? You wouldn't be here on the indie wrestling show with the best of the best with Chris Castillo and Coach Lee and Uncle Leroy Jr. if you were not a phenomenal pro wrestler.
Thank you, boys.
Shout out to you.
Thank you so much.
Man, his intros, bro, I'm telling you, make you feel like dun, 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 dun,
I feel at least 5'6".
So being 5'6", what has been your biggest victory so far?
Victory-wise in the ring?
Yes, in the ring. Or in life. Or, you know, in life, I mean.
I honestly think wrestling and defeating ACH at ACW and Austin.
That's a big time win. I mean, ACH, WWE type wrestler, and I posted that video. And, you know, and also you got a great tag team partner, intergender partner. I would say that's one of your biggest victories, teaming up with her. I mean,
yeah, man, it was awesome. I love this business a lot. I've met a lot of close personal friends.
That's what matters.
I love my life too.
Yeah, you love it. That's why you sacrifice it. Mm-hmm. And I tell this to all the young guys. I mean, because I'm 43. I mean, I'm already, all I can do, I just promoter, supporter. I do my podcast, Facebook page. But you young guys, like, you're like 20, 22, 23 ish?
26.
Or you're still young. You got a chance. You're young. I tell you, I mean, go for it. I mean, go for your dream. Chase it. Give it everything you got. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. If you made it, great. If you didn't, hey, you tried. Who else can say that they were a pro wrestler in the ring?
You already lost your hair, so I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, man.
You know what I know. Just dab on.
I got nothing left to lose. that's really it. And I'm fortunate enough to have parents that were just like, you know, you don't want. I know you're going to college right now, but that's not what you want to do. So what do you want to do? I want to see you happy. And if it's going to make you happy. Don't half-ass it.
Man, shout out to your parents, man. Yeah. You know, you had to get them on the next indie wrestling show, man.
They'll probably beat my ass when I'm drinking this, but, you know.
But victory. beer, your victory celebration beer, yeah, for your hard day of training.
Yeah, so, man.
When you were growing up, what pro wrestler did you look up to? Who was your favorite wrestler? Like mine was Eddie Guerrero. Who was yours looking at growing up?
So a funny story, actually. The first pro wrestler that I remember like being obsessed with, and I don't mean this to sound weird. I don't know, even remember fully why, but it was Val Venus. I remember like the saxophone would hit. I would go to the bathroom, grab a towel, and go to the living room and then do it with him. And all the ladies would go like, ah, and I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. I didn't understand his gimmick because I was a kid. But I understood that like girls like him. Okay, he's cool, you know. But then, of course, when I started getting older, it was Undertaker and Eddie Guerrero, those kinds of guys, you know. So,
yeah, and I like your wrestling style, the gangster cholo type, and just like one of these days, I want to see Prince Adam go to the ring with the "I Lean Like a Cholo" song. Side to side. Lean like a cholo, and then Prince Adam, perfect. I think it is.
Thanks, man. Maybe one day. We'll see.
It's okay. We got to
run that footage on on Mr. Valvino.
you got a clip?
Hey, we always got clips, sir.
Look at this. I'm saying, dude.
I'm not responsible for Leroy Jr.
I don't even know what it is. So,
you know, I don't think we're ready for
it. Check it out. Bro, I'm saying it. Wow.
All right.
That's what you wanted, Uncle Leroy.
Bro. But all the girls would be on him. I was like, whatever he's doing it right. You know, like that's
what we do. Uncle Leroy Jr., can we pop the Lean Like a Cholo song for Prince Adam since he's here?
Oh, man. I don't know how to Google that. You're going to have to tell me, like,
Lean Like a Cholo. That's lean. Who? Lean Like a Cholo.
That's what I need to say?
No, yeah, Google it. Lean Like a Cholo.
Hey, Google. Lean Like a Cholo. Yes.
That's Chingo Bling, right?
No, is it?
I think it's Chingo Bling. That's Chingo Bling, yeah?
It's like Little Chilo or something.
Really?
There it is.
There it is.
Uncle Leroy. Know about the song, Uncle Leroy.
There you go.
Hold on.
He like it.
Hey, I got a groove on. Okay, that's how you groove on.
There it is.
Man, trust me, man. Growing up, yeah.
Hey, Google.
That was on repeat.
Hey, Google. Stop music. Look, she don't even want to stop. She love it, man. I see that, man. It's like, okay.
She's trying to party. That's what it is.
And Prince Adam, another question. When you're not wrestling, like, I mean, I'm sure you got interest. What do you like to do? You're into music or outdoors?
Yeah, man. I'm a musician at heart, you know. So I'm either playing guitar or writing a song or painting or, you know, just trying to create stuff, man. I'm a deeply creative person, as pretentious as that sounds. I'm always trying to create something, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, now, for the promoters and the fans out there, do you have any merch, or how can they contact you for booking opportunities?
Well, you can contact me through my social media. It's probably the easiest way. So Adam Cadillo on Facebook, Prince Adam Official on Instagram, Chicano Kaiju, @ Chicano Kaiju on Twitter. Just send me a message.
Wait, time out. For us public school people, can you spell that out?
For what?
Whatever you just said at Instagram.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, the Twitter, the Chicano,
Chicano,
which is, yeah. You're so Chicano.
No disrespect.
No, you're fine. Hey. And then Kaiju, which is like a movie monster, like big old Godzilla, you know?
Yeah.
Chicano Kaiju, you know?
Now, before I get to my last question, Coach Lee, do you have anything for Prince Adam tonight?
I do. Haven't grown up to be a wrestling fan all my life. I used to always hear, man, wrestling is fake. What do you say to those people who say wrestling is fake?
is if wrestling's fake, I'll make you look real. Let's put it that way. Because
nice. I like their comeback.
That's why I said nice.
I just recovered from a bruised rib. You know, this was torn. I have a ligament torn right now. You know, like it's the furthest thing from fake. You know, but I can see why they would think that. I honestly don't get any kind of disrespect from it when someone's like, isn't that fake? And I'm like, well, yeah, but what do you think Game of Thrones has, like, real dragons? Like, what do you come on now.
But you still watch it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Hey, Coach Lee, I got a question for you, man.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of a wrestler named Sir Mo?
Sir Mo, no, sir.
No, you look exactly like him.
Man, you sound like everybody.
Go look up Bobby Horn on Facebook. He's going to hate me for putting it out there, but Bobby Horn, Sir Mo, you look exact. It's the beard, man. Like, he got the same beard. He's old, though. He's got, like, whites in his beard, but you look just like him.
Man. Isn't he up in the Dallas area with the sword?
Yeah, Sword Championship Wrestling. He's in his company, yeah.
So he's in Dallas, Texas. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You popped up. You popped up, Coach Lee, and I thought you were Mo. I was like, what's up, Mo?
1 week he was Kimbo Slice.
I know, right?
I can see Kimbo.
Uncle Leroy Jr., any questions or comments or concerns for Prince Adam tonight?
Wait, comments or concerns? It's like, man, thank y'all for coming out. God bless and good night. Like, but nah, man, so one thing is, what is your style of wrestling? Because, you know, I like, you know, my, you know, being kicking with Chris Costello, you know, I'm a luchador fan, Lucha Libre. Right, so, you know. Right. Definitely got different types of style, the pro wrestling. What is your style of wrestling?
Man, this is going to sound like a cop-out answer, but I'm a brawler, first of all. You know, like, I'm scrappy. I got to be. I am the biggest Mexican you've ever seen, but
yes, sir.
9 times out of 10, I'm not the biggest wrestler. So I got to be scrappy. But with that being said, I don't like holding myself – in a box, you know. So I'm trained in Lucha Libre. I'm trained in collegiate wrestling. Catch as catch can. If we want to get, you know, King's Road in there and just be a little stiff with each other, we can do that too. I'm not gonna get hit, you know, because I can give it back. So, yeah, when I say I want to be the best wrestler in the world ever, then that means I got to learn everything about this business.
Fact.
And that's just what I got to do. If that takes 20 years, it's going to take 20 years. I don't care. You know?
So. Nice.
Awesome. Now, before we let you go, Prince Adam, I want to tell you, thank you for being here tonight, taking time out of your training schedule and family time at home. Being here, we appreciate Sports Talk with Friends. Looking forward to joining the group and getting the community involved. Is there any shout outs to your supporters, family, friends, fans out there, maybe your guys you train with every day?
Just stay safe. You know, this world is crazy at the moment. And no matter what you believe in, just believe in it full heartedly and don't be afraid to stand up for what's right. If you're going to be out and about, please wear a mask, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, take a shower because some of y'all stink. It's facts, though. It's facts. Smelling up the storm, and I can smell it. You know they smell because I smell it through the mask, and I brush my teeth, so it's not my breath, homie. So please wear some deodorant. Sanitize your hands. Do something. If you got a smoker's cough and you feel like you're dying, die outside 6 feet away. I got people to take care of. So, but with that being said, everybody that's in the Texas wrestling scene right now, there isn't much of a scene. And if you're not working out and if you're not training, then when I come back and I eat your lunch – that's not you. That's not on me. So I love this business. before I was in it. I love it now. I'm going to love it when I'm out of it. And I'm probably going to love it when I'm dead and buried. So if you're not feeling that, you're not vibing that, then you need to get out of my way and get out of other these killers' way, because there's people that are hungry coming up and your spot's going to get taken. So please, if you love this business and you're coming back to it, be better. Especially everything that's been going on, we need to be better. So please.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was the best interview we've had all year, Uncle Leroy Jr.
It's only August. It's only August. Just wait.
Yeah. First show back.
This is the first show.
This is the first show, Prince Adam. Just let you know. The first show we've had.
There you go.
I want to thank Coach Lee, Uncle Leroy Jr., Prince Adam from Austin TX for being here. And next week we're going to have he's also from the Austin area, from Austin Wrestling Revolution. We're going to have ourselves not Alberto Del Rio, but we're going to have ourselves Alberto Del Frito. He's going to be hitting up the show. So for Sports Talk with Friends, for the Indie Wrestling Show, for me, Chris Castillo, and all the boys, thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next week on the Indie Wrestling Show, baby.